This is the Seabed Daily Text. Taking on the sacred cow of the overflow approach. Acts 1, 6 to 8. Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Consider this. Okay, picking up with where we left off yesterday, the agenda of the Holy Spirit is not to bless me with hopes that I will pay it forward. The Holy Spirit fills us with the power of the love of God to bless all of creation. And in doing so, we will experience blessing. I'm going to take a big swing at one of the biggest sacred cows of conventional Christian thinking. I'll just say it plain. The overflow approach is not biblical. Why? Because it is a bless me so I can be a blessing. Me first approach. The Holy Spirit does not create reservoirs that overflow. The Holy Spirit is an unstoppable river of blessing. The invitation of God beckons us to jump into the flow and be an agent of that blessing to others. To the extent we do this, we will experience blessing. Remember in the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." That's another way of saying, seek to bless others, and you will experience blessing. Look at today's text. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Nothing about bless me and make me a blessing there. It's make me a blessing and I will experience blessedness. Nothing about overflowing there. No reservoir of reserves. It's all river. Last time, let me translate it into one more iteration. I want you to ponder the implications of this next sentence. We don't give love because we have it. We have love because we give it. Herein lies the hallmark of extravagant generosity. True giving has nothing to do with what we have or don't have. It's all about who we are and whose we are. And don't forget our simple prayer going forward. Come, Holy Spirit. The question: can you think of and share an example of where you sought to bless someone else and experienced blessing in doing so? See how this is different from the bless me first approach? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.